Yesterday, though, the president at his listening session where victims of the mass shooting gathered in the White House to talk, the president had a suggestion, some solutions that he presented as to ways to control what's happening at schools. Take a listen to what he suggested yesterday.
It's called concealed carry, and it only works where you have people very adept at using firearms, of which you have many.
Okay. Joining us right now in studio is Joe Thomas. And Mr. Thomas is the president of the Arizona Education Association, representing how many teachers around the state?
20,000 teachers.
20,000 teachers around the state. So you obviously, this is a conversation you've had with your membership. This is something you have. Do you guys have an official policy on arming teachers?
You know, we've had this conversation too many times. And I think that everyone hopefully has had a chance to see during the town hall last night or whatever they're calling it with the president, that the parent of one of the children had kind of said that this should have happened. If this happened one time, we should have ended it after that. The idea of teachers carrying a firearm is an idea born of frustration. It is where you're throwing your hands up in the air and say, well, we can't do anything else. And our students deserve that we think much more deeply about this. If we are waiting to address this issue when a gunman is on campus opening fire on students, if we believe that is our point of change, then we have failed our students already. We have to look at increasing counselors on campus. We have to look at addressing bullying and, in particular, cyberbullying a lot better. We have to look at making sure that the students have all of the resources they need, pre-K all the way through the university setting, to address this phenomenon just in schools. Now, we also have to look broader than our school system. I know that's the focus today. But these shootings don't just happen at schools. No matter what we do with teachers and with our students, that's not going to stop someone taking an AR-15 into a movie theater or into a church or into any of the other places where we've seen these mass slings. Yeah. There's a
concerts,
larger issue here.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're focused on it now because 17 children and teachers and support staff lost their lives. And that is a tragedy that we must address. And I think what is different about this one is that there was video from the inside.
Yeah.
And so everyone that has seen that has been able to share in a brief bit of the terror.
Yeah.
Right. And that is what is different. And the second thing is, I think the kids have seen that we're not doing anything. There's inaction, and it's time for change. And they're going to lead that.
We're talking to Joe Thomas. He's the president of the Arizona Education Association. We have him in studio today because we're dedicating an entire show to the gun debate, the debate that is taking place across dinner tables in this country, as well as in classrooms in this country. The president yesterday at a listening session suggests arming teachers. So, Joe, you know, as the individual who represents, what did you say, 20,000 teachers?
20,000, yes.
Here in the state of Arizona. Since the president made those comments last night, have you gotten any reaction from Arizona teachers?
I have. I put on social media that I was going to be here with you all today, and I had a 50 or more comments last night, and they were very consistent from I will quit if they ask me to carry a gun to this is not the solution. This is a dumb idea. Again, I think it's an idea out of frustration. Our teachers are many things to their students. And our teachers have shown time and time again in this crisis situation, they will do everything that they possibly can to protect their students from hiding them in closets, from actually taking bullets, from shielding them. And that goes back decades to some of the earliest shootings. But again, this is a very complex issue.
Agreed.
And it would be, we can't go to the cheapest, simplest issue to
solve
this.
Lazy. I think it's lazy.
Fair enough. Although I do have a question. I haven't heard anyone, at least I haven't heard, saying that it would be mandatory that teachers carry guns.
Right.
To me, it would be optional. Do you have membership? Do you have teachers out there that say, given the option, I would like to carry my own personal firearm. I have a CCW. I've gone through classes. Is there any wiggle room in there for teachers who say, you know what, I would feel more comfortable. I do feel I could do a better job of defending my students if I was allowed to carry a firearm.
Right. And I don't think teachers are the only one that have to be involved in this question. I think that our parents are comfortable with teachers carrying this. We certainly have teachers in this state that are gun owners, that are concealed carry permit gun owners, and And again, in a moment like this, if they said, if that's the only way I could defend my students, would I do it? I'm quite certain that there are teachers that are gun owners that would say, yes, I would do that. Again, I don't think that's where we need to go. That's the last resort. How is it that we can impact the community, we can impact the school, we can give students the resources they need, teachers the professional development they need to see the warning signs? Again, if we're waiting until the gunman is on campus
now
shooting,
it's just about body count.
Right.
At that point.
At that, it's the, yes.
So, good idea, bad idea to arm Arizona teachers. Mm. It's the discussion that's taking place across the country right now, thanks to what the president had to say yesterday, making that very suggestion. New this morning, we find out from Sheriff Scott Israel, who is the sheriff of Broward County there in Florida, where the shooting took place. He has a new policy. And, Joe, I want to get your reaction to this. Here is what Sheriff Israel says will now take place. Hold on a second here.
Our deputies who are qualified and trained will be carrying rifles on school grounds from this point forward. The only place when they're not slinging the rifle that it'll be allowed to be stored is locked in a police, in their police vehicle.
Your reaction to that, Joe?
Well, you know, it's hard to react over 1,000 miles away. I hope that we don't see that happening as the only solution here in Maricopa County or in the state of Arizona. And I don't think that the sheriff is saying that that's the only thing that's going to stop this. You have a lot of scared students. You have a lot of scared parents. They want to see that they are protected, and a police officer is going to be one version of that. So as a short solution in the short run, it makes sense. But we have to also remember that the idea of school safety is not only militarizing or arming our schools. The idea of protecting students and providing a safe learning environment is so much more complex than that. And we can't just go to the easy answer and say, okay, we've done this, because we'll be in the same situation in six more months.
Okay, so you're suggesting that this might be like the easy reaction that's taken place in the short term. What are some of the long-term solutions as it pertains right here to Arizona? What has to be done beyond arming teachers that isn't currently being done, at least in our state?
Well, we have to meet the needs of our students, and our students come from a variety of backgrounds and communities all across the state, from some rural and fairly isolated communities in the state to downtown Phoenix, and they bring their life experiences with them. And so what we do is a kind of a social contract as teachers with parents that bring their students to us, is we say, we're going to do our best to make your student better. If that's jump higher, throw a touchdown pass better, if that's recite a sonnet better or write your own sonnet, it's whatever your particular area is that you're teaching. But part of what underlines that is, before we can teach students, they have to feel safe. They can't feel hungry. They can't feel anxious. They can't feel unsafe or scared, because any of us have that experience where, when we felt any of those things, it was hard to pay even attention to what someone was saying to you just in a casual conversation, much less try to learn a new skill. So it has to do with reducing class size, to where teachers and students have much more accountability, much more of a relationship day to day, and the teachers get to know their students and their background, and they'll be able to see warning signs, or at least troubling signs, that we can then have counselors and social workers and other adults in the community setting and in the school setting can address those needs before a kid is so detached from community, or a family becomes so detached from community, that something like this becomes a possibility. Yeah. That's the kind of community
they harm
I
themselves
want to
or harm others, which we know is a possibility as well. Again, Joe Thomas is joining us in studio, and I'm curious if either from your teachers or counselors, are you getting a sense? And I look around the room here. We all kind of grew up at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Are kids scared in school today? Do events like this trickle down to Arizona? Is there a sense of anxiousness? Are teachers or counselors saying, you know, kids are worried this could happen here?
I think that right now they are. I mean, it's a national conversation. We had the president that was speaking with families that were impacted by this directly last night. I think this is water cooler talk today, and I think that's appropriate. The problem is, we talk about it for 24, 48, 72 hours. We see no inaction. Emotions die down. People get occupied with other things, and we do nothing. And the difference, I think, this time is the students aren't going to allow us to do nothing.
Yeah.
So I can't speak to whether or not they are anxious or scared about this.
Okay.
I think social media would probably be a better indication of that, because they're very good at expressing themselves. But that's also the tool that they're using to spur policymakers in every state through walkouts and a lot of social media noise to do something to make them feel like it's safe to go to school. I felt safe going to school for all of my years. I don't know what has changed. I don't know. I don't think any one thing has changed. I think it's society has evolved since the 80s when I was there. But we still have a system set up to address the needs of our students, and that's the public school system. We as adults have to supply our teachers and our staff members with the resources they need so they can do everything they can do to not only provide a safe environment, but a safe learning environment.
Well, Joe Thomas, the president of the Arizona Education Association, which represents some 20,000 Arizona teachers, you talked about solutions, and one of the solutions that the president has suggested is this.
It's called concealed carry. And it only works where you have people very adept at using firearms, of which you have many.
Okay. Arming teachers who want to be armed, who maybe qualify to be armed. And we asked on our open mic line, 602-200-2733, is that a good idea? Would you support or want your child's teacher to be armed here in the state of Arizona? Here are some of the calls that we're getting in.
This is David from Peoria. I think we ought to have open carry on school property. There's a state just north of us called Utah that has open carry, and we've yet to see a major shooting there. There was a shooting at a mall at one time, and it was stopped very currently or very fast.
All right, there's one. Here's another.
We have open carry in Arizona.
He's talking about on
I wasn't aware they have it on campus in Utah, but I'll look that up.
This is Jennifer from Mesa. Not only do we need to arm our teachers who are fully capable of taking down a terrorist in the classroom, but we also need security officers who are armed on these schools.
You know what, Joe? You represent 20,000 teachers. My sister is an educator. I talk to a lot of educators about this. Their heart is in teaching. Their heart is empowering. Their heart is in educating these students and having these students become good citizens, the next generation becoming good citizens. I feel as though, and let me get on my soapbox here for a moment, that schools have become the dumping ground for so many of societal problems. I think asking teachers or expecting them to approach somebody who is firing on their campus is asking so much of them. They have so much that they're burdened with already to add this layer to it. And then what the heck happens when the teacher who is well qualified and has a CCW shoots and kills a student by accident during one of these?
Yeah,
what happens then to the district? This just is just crazy to me to arm teachers. I think it is the lazy way, and we already have a teacher shortage in this state. You think that the really great professional educators in this state are going to want to bear this burden? I think, and you're the expert, not myself, I think that this would drive so many teachers out of the industry.
Well, it would be one more very, very serious responsibility that we'd be giving our teachers in the case of an emergency. And I understand the thought. I understand what your listeners are saying. It's the idea of we have to provide security. We have to provide safety. And there are ways to do that. One is with a gun. I think that there are a lot of people that think if we just bring guns into schools, this will solve the problem. Again, it's not about addressing it at the moment of crisis. I mean, we have to do something then, but we also have to prevent the crisis. And it's the preventative measures that really are going to have not only an impact here, but an impact on the entire well-being of the child.
How do we prevent it, though?
If we bring in more adults that can interact with students, if we can bring in school counselors, if we can bring in social workers, if we can bring in school resource officers, which are police officers that work in the school, they all have
I haven't heard anybody opposed to that.
Right. Well, right. I mean, there have been some incidents, very rare incidences where people feel like that. I shouldn't say very rare. There are instances where people feel like it brings it exacerbates the school to prison pipeline a little bit.
Yeah.
I've had positive experiences with the school resource officers that I interacted with. I was a gun owner when I lived in Oklahoma. I grew up with guns. I am not in the least bit anti-gun. I do think, though, that we have to take a hard look at the amount of people that are wounded and killed in these mass shootings and what directly leads to that. And that has to do with how many bullets and how fast these bullets can come out of some of these guns. That's a national conversation that has to happen. But here, in the long run. We have to be focused on school safety, and that is around making sure that students have their needs met. And that's nurses on campus, that's counselors on campus, that's social workers on campus.
Yeah.
And it's not just going to impact school safety. You're going to have higher graduation rates. You're going to have happier kids. You're going to have more engaged kids in the coursework they have. Arizona, sadly, is really behind the curve on this. The American School Counselor Association
put out a list of all 50 states. Just to give you a sense, the average student to school counselor ratio in the United States, the number is 482. Okay, the average. Arizona comes in, is it 50 for District of Columbia? 51st, because of course we're including District of Columbia. Ours is 924. Student to school counselor ratio.
Right.
And Joe, I would agree with you, and you've said this before, and I think there's an argument made about this in society in general. When the bad guy with the gun shows up at the front door, it's a little late in the game.
Right.
At this point, now we're just containing the violence as opposed to intersecting them at some point, and schools being a first line of defense, school counselors and teachers being those people.
Right. It's about getting the resources to the students as they need them, identifying troubled students, identifying. And it's not just the role of the schools. I mean, the community has to be able to do this as well. When people have more wellness about them, when people have more personal security about them, when people, you know, they have a job and they feel like that they're contributing society, you don't see them as often pulling out weapons and hurting other people. They're too busy doing their job. They're too busy providing for their families. So there's a stability factor that has to be inside the community. Teachers can handle that at school. Counselors can handle that at school if we are given the supplies and the support we need.